Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Dayton Kane still in studio, but I am joined by a couple of lovely ladies in place of Rose Gray or Andrea, who were calling in from Jamaica last week. We have Diane and Alana. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, how'd you guys get tapped to do this?
So, Rose is in Jamaica in her villa. Colleen is in South Africa posting amazing pictures. And, we were next in line.
All right. Well, glad to have you here. Glad Thank to you. See you guys. This is quite the amount of experience in the room when it comes to travel, I hear.
Yes. So I have 45 years of experience in the travel business. And how much do you have, Alana?
Almost 36. Oh.
So that's a lot of time. You guys know pretty much everything about the whole earth, right?
I wish. We're still learning every day.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, what Fox World Travel, give the rundown. What do you guys all do?
So we do cruises, tours. We have our Fox Group Vacations where if there's enough people, you travel with a tour host. We do river cruises. What else, Alana?
Escorted tours. We can piece together independent travel with various cities. Like Europe is a popular one that we do a lot of. It's called FIT, Foreign Independent Travel. And packages like air hotel packages to Mexico, Caribbean, that type of thing.
Okay, so what are your guys' specialties? Diane, what do you do?
I am jack of all trades. So I've been to Poland 6 times. I am of Polish descent, so I do a lot of the Poland, and I do a lot of sun and fun, and cruises. I really can sell just about anything. Alana, on the other hand, she does all of that, but she also specializes in...
My specialty is Italy and also river cruising, and I do a lot of the foreign independent travel, FITs, to Europe as well.
Okay, so lots of wealth of knowledge here that we can tap into. So if you have travel questions, this is the hour to do it. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Before we get into all the questions that we get, what's going on in travel right now that people need to know about?
So Europe is still very hot. We're getting last minute requests, but some of our preferred vendors are saying that June is already close to being full. So Would you say it's impossible?
Not impossible. It depends on the area they want to go to. There's very limited options, even for hotel availability in big cities in Europe. So you would think there's so many to choose from, but they are actually selling out. And even early July is already very limited.
Okay.
You know what else? We're having a lot of families already inquire about Christmas time. They multi-gen. Grandpa, grandma are taking the kids and grandkids, and they're already looking at the sun and fun for next year.
Right. We've already put in our phone call to Fox World Travel about that. We want to go to Costa Rica this coming year. So
nice.
Now's the time to start talking.
Yes. Absolutely.
Maybe you're not booking yet today, but at least starting the conversation and finding out information, where you want to go, kind of what you're looking for. I know you can do that on the contact us form at foxworldtravel.com. Send that in, and then a representative, it'll be routed to the right person, the specialist
right.
that you're looking for. So that's good. So we want to do that. We want to go to foxworldtravel.com. You guys aren't open on Saturdays anymore, right? We're out of that busy season. So
correct.
The 866 Go Fox Go is good Monday through Friday.
Absolutely.
So you can call that number if you want to talk to somebody real live in person. 866 Go Fox Go. Is that like 9 to 5?
Yes.
9 to 5. We also have the live chat. You can click on find an advisor and then you can set up a meeting. You can email. So there's a lot of ways to contact us.
Okay. One way today to get through right now, 855-616-1620. That's the Old National Bank talk and text line. I bet today you'd be hard pressed to find a hotel room in London I'm just guessing at that most one. Likely. Have you seen the crowds that are going on for this coronation? It is insane.
It is.
I woke up at 4 a.m. because this was history and I wanted to watch it. So, yes. All
right. You're one of those people.
I am.
Okay. Diane and Alana in for Rose today. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Diane and Alana in for Rose today. Thank you both for being here, taking the trip. Where'd you guys come in, Oshkosh?
No, we live in the Milwaukee area.
Oh, there you go. Well, then that wasn't too bad.
No.
Welcome to the studio. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's run through some of the texts that are already flooding in here. Is the Viking Octantis, is that how you would say that? Octantis cruise ship currently in Milwaukee, the same one that Rose Gray was on in the Antarctic?
No.
Easy question. No. Yes. Expand on that. How do we know that?
So Rose was with Globus. That was the Antarctic cruise, and the Octantis is one of their expedition cruises. So that's not the
same
ship.
That's a Viking cruise. Totally different companies.
Correct.
Totally different companies. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one. Alana, have you ever done a trip to Amalfi Coast with moderate hiking?
I have been to the Amalfi Coast, and I highly recommend it if you have time to include something other than the top three, Rome, Florence, Venice, which most people who go there for the first time definitely want to include. The Amalfi Coast has various cities. The hotels are built into the cliff sides, very picturesque, great scenery of the water. There's beaches, but they're more like pebbly beaches, not sandy beaches per okay. se. Beautiful area. I haven't hiked the area, although anything you do in the area is almost hiking because everything is so high up. For example, the hotel we stayed in had 107 steps to get from the main road up to the lobby area of the hotel. And it was very interesting. They actually had people who strapped your luggage on their back take it up to the lobby area.
So it's basically just built on a cliff?
Yes, everything's built into the cliffside, which gives you the great views, of course, but it's a trek. So almost anywhere you go. And then if you walk from, say, Positano, or if you're in the main city of Amalfi, down to where the water is, there's a lot of steps and a lot of trails and areas that you have to walk or hike, if you will. Because it's like a hike.
What city did you stay in?
I stayed in Positano. And that is the one that they are built higher up into the cliffside. So if you really want the views, it's great for that. But keep in mind, if you're mobility challenged, it would be a little difficult if you stay in that area. Amalfi has hotels that are more on ground level, if you will.
Okay.
You also like Cinque Terre.
Cinque Terre is another area that's beautiful. So I have been to both. And in my own thoughts, I'm like, I don't know which one I like better because they're both very beautiful. They're both water and high up so that you're getting the views, but each one is different. Cinque Terre is in the northwest region of Italy, and it's five little villages. Cinque is five in Italian, and you can hike trails in that area. So if you are hikers, that would be a great area to go to. There's a national park that you can hike through and go from one of the villages to the next and throughout. So another beautiful area to visit for sure.
Are these old cities with old building and heritage?
Well, the country is old compared to the United States for sure. We're very young. There are a lot of medieval towns and villages in the country of Italy, but in the Cinque Terre and Positano area, not necessarily as old as Rome, Florence, Venice, Lucca, a lot of those medieval areas.
So was it built up as a tourist destination, or is it just actual cities that sprung up?
More maritime, fishermen, that type of thing.
Yeah. Interesting. See, this is why we have specialists at Fox World Travel, right? They have the in-depth perspective. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Do you have any tips for visiting Costa Rica in the rainy season? I'm doing a honeymoon in September visiting La Fortuna.
Arnold.
Region. We are renting a car and a little nervous about driving in tough conditions.
I agree. Renting a car in Costa Rica can be challenging. There's a lot of dirt roads. The rainfall could make the road slippery and not so easy to navigate. The road signage is not like what we're used to here in the United States. So you definitely want to be ready for an adventure. Definitely take out insurance on that car rental in case there's stones that are, you know, giving the car dings and that kind of thing.
You drive on the left side there, or is it like we are on the right side?
Oh, I can't remember.
I believe when I was there, we were on our side.
What we're used to.
We call that the right side?
The right side.
Yeah.
Well, it is technically the right side, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's not an issue, but just not the best of roads, not the best of conditions right. to drive in, especially just when it's rainy and slick.
Be prepared for that and take insurance.
Okay. Does Fox World Travel have any river cruises planned for the Amazon?
Well, we can book the... Well... Our group departures are not out yet for 2024.
Okay.
We can book the Amazon for you. It won't necessarily be a Fox group vacation, but we can definitely put that together.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, virtually you can put together most things, right?
Right. Absolutely. Right.
Okay. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. We do have Diane and Alana in for Rose Gray today, taking your calls and your texts. We've got Jerry from Hartford on the line that we'll get to next and more texts to get to. Thanks for making it interactive today. We appreciate that. It is WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thanks for joining us. Showers early, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Thunderstorms rolling in tonight, a high of 64 near the lake, 72 inland. It is 924. Dayton Kane here with Diane and Alana from Fox World Travel. The old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go to Jerry in Hartford. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for calling. What's your question?
Yeah, good morning. We would like to be kind of a customized trip, I guess. We'd like to take Amtrak from Milwaukee to Buffalo, New York, and then rent a car, see Niagara Falls, and then head up into Vermont, New Hampshire, into Canada, to Nova Scotia, and then eventually come back down to Buffalo and bring the train back. Is that how do we go about figuring that out?
So, Jerry, we don't sell just train tickets. We can check with Amtrak Vacations and see if they can put a package together for you. I've been to Niagara Falls, and I've actually been on the Canadian side because that's where you get the better view versus... But you and are you going to take your passports along?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, otherwise, or we were thinking of going north, you know, into Canada from Wisconsin here and then getting on the Canadian railroad system.
Sure, that's an option as well. But I've never taken the train that way. So why don't you give our Brookfield office a call on Monday and one of our advisors can help you. Alana and I are both at the Brookfield office. Do you need that number? 262-784-6200.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Yep.
855-616-1620. Let's go to Mary in Greenfield. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning. First of all, I want to say hi to Diane. And my question is if you still have a waiting list for the Steve Scafidi show trip. And also on that trip, is it possible to take a side trip to Cinque Terre and also the city of Lucca? I wanted to know if you have any information on that. I'm particularly interested in Lucca.
Are you looking at the first trip with Steve or the second one?
No, it would be the second one because I believe the first trip is booked.
It is. So the Rose trip is available, but because that's already a pre-planned trip, I don't believe that you would have time unless you did something afterwards. But
okay.
I can look into that, Mary. But Alana, have you been to Lucca or no?
No, it's in the Tuscany region. Doing it as part of the tour, we would have to look at the day-to-day itinerary and make sure. I don't think there will be enough time to fit that in, but if you wanted to extend your stay either before or after, we could definitely include that.
Okay. Do you know much about the city of Lucca?
It's a medieval walled city in the Tuscany region. There's vineyards mm-hmm. and castles and that type of thing that you can go visit. Very historic. There's not that many walled cities, but that is one of them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 is the number to call if you want to get involved. But first, let's talk about some of the trips that you guys have at foxworldtravel.com.
So we still have the 2023 European Treasures. There's space availability on that. And our 2023 Alpine Christmas. So that's not a river cruise. It's a tour. Charity Brown is the tour manager. But those of you that have been with Fox before, Deb King is going as a customer. She's actually, and she's been with, she's taken some of our Europe tours. So she's traveling with a family member. So if you want to travel with Deb, join that trip in December.
Okay. Foxworldtravel.com. If you go to travel and then underneath, you'll find the group excursions.
You can click on Fox Group Vacations. We also wanted to mention that the Grand Hawaii trip that Rose had mentioned a few weeks ago, it's already sold out.
Oh, my goodness.
It's already sold out for 2024, but we do have space on the Best of Hawaii, which is departing February 26th of 2024.
All right. Speaking of 2024, somebody asked on the text line, good morning. We're wondering when bookings will be available for charters to Punta Cana.
Roughly around June is when we think they'll announce them. We always have our big sale in July, but sometimes they roll them out in June. So we don't have the official date yet. But if you call us, we could put your name on the list so that as soon as they do come out, we could contact you.
Okay. And that's at foxworldtravel.com again. Fill out that form.
You could, or just give our office a call. You could call the 866-GO-FOX-GO number. Okay. Are you in the Milwaukee area? Or is that person in the Milwaukee area?
It doesn't say. Okay. It. Okay. So, okay. Couple things you guys do that we didn't mention. Business travel and incentives, you do that. You've got Disney specialists that can help people do Disney stuff. But basically, anytime you're looking to book a trip somewhere, start with you guys, give a call, and you'll be able to at least direct. If you don't do it hands-on, you know who does, and you can get them in the right direction.
That's correct.
Correct? Awesome. All right, Diane and Alana in for Rose Gray today.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Wet Saturday morning. Should clear out for a while today, and then thunderstorms rolling in tonight. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton. Diane and Alana in for Rose Gray today, and we need to go back and address Mary's question about the trip with Steve Scafidi. We booked a second trip because the Scafidi one sold out. Still room on that one, and she was asking about going to Lucca.
So I noticed that there's a visit to Lucca and a stunning showcase of medieval architecture. So, Mary, to answer your question, it actually does go to Lucca. So if you have any more questions, you can give us a call on Monday. All right?
All right.
Thank you.
Which is 866-GO-FOX-GO. Let's get to some text here. One says, when's the best time to go to Iceland to see the Northern Lights?
The best time to go to Iceland for the Northern Lights would be between September and March. Not the greatest for summer activities at that time. So it's kind of two different times of the year that you would want to see Iceland, either for the summer activities, which would be June through August, or for the Northern Lights, it would be September through March.
Okay. So that's a pretty big window, though, for Northern Lights.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember we had two advisors that flew to Iceland. They rented a car, and they went in November. And I asked her if they saw them, and she said no. So it's not a for sure, but those are the best times.
Right.
The best chances.
We were seeing them up in northern Wisconsin this year. I was seeing photos from people I knew. I'm like, what? I didn't know that would happen.
But. And, of course, Alaska is a great place for that as well.
Yes, yes. Okay. Another text here. I need to renew my passport. If I send in passport at the end of June, will I be able to have it returned by November 14th, or should I use the expedited option?
Most likely.
It should take about 8 weeks. And I have already sent in for my regular passport, and then it wasn't coming quick enough, and I called to expedite it. But if you need it back November and you do that now,
you have enough time.
Yeah, that should be good.
Okay.
Without expediting.
855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Have you ever done the Canada and East Coast cruise? Would you recommend it? I'm prone to seasickness. Just wondering how the trip is.
I haven't done it myself, but I've sold it.
Same here.
A fall thing. It's definitely, well, summertime and fall. And if you could stick to the summer months, but I remember some clients that sailed in September on that, and that was a little choppy. So perhaps go a little bit earlier to avoid the rough waters.
Of course, it's weather dependent, though. Some days are better than others.
Yeah. Just like in Wisconsin.
Yes. Absolutely.
Any recommendation on going to see the Grand Canyon? Go see it if you haven't.
Absolutely.
It's pretty amazing, actually. I've been out there a couple times, and it's just stunning. Like, I know it's like another world. And there's lots of parts around there. Get up to Yellowstone, it's even more bizarre. Like, you see some things, you're like, this actually exists in the United States. This is on Earth.
Yes.
So there's lots of stuff to see in the U.S., too. I know we talk a lot about traveling the world here, because that's what you guys mainly do. But, yeah, go see it if you... we actually drove there one time, and then kind of flew in and kind of got a car out there one time and make it.
A lot of clients will fly into Vegas and then take trips to the canyon. I've never been to the canyon, but we did Glacier National Park, which was stunning. And another beautiful drive that we did was California. We drove the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh.
It was from LA up to Santa Barbara. And you could even keep going more north. It was one of the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen.
All right. So some recommendations over there on the western side of the country. Another text here at 855-616-1620. Good morning. Would you suggest Spain or Portugal in September 2024?
Either.
Both. The answer is
yes. If you have the time, do Spain and Portugal. But from everyone who's been, the feedback I have from clients, they love Portugal even more than Spain. But they both have a lot to offer. I will be going to Barcelona as the end of my Mediterranean cruise I'm doing in the fall. So I will have some firsthand knowledge about Barcelona, but I'm familiar with both Spain and Portugal. So we have others in the office who have been to both.
Can you tell us about your Med cruise that you're taking?
Oh, sure. I'm very excited to be doing this. And it came about oddly, where I wasn't sure where I was going to go, and I ended up checking availability for a client, and I was like, oh, that would be a great trip for myself. So we are starting in Athens, and we are doing Kushadasi, or Kushadasa, depending if you pronounce the Turkish way or the American way, Kushadasi, they say as well, which is in Turkey, and it goes to Santorini, Mykonos, Rhodes, Valletta, which is on the island of Malta, an Italian island, and Palma de Mallorca, part of the Canary Islands, and ends up in Barcelona. So very excited to visit some of those areas I haven't been to yet.
What a cool itinerary. Are you doing pre and post nights too?
Yes, we are staying a couple of nights in Athens before and a couple nights in Barcelona after, which I do highly recommend if you're not familiar. If you're taking a cruise that starts in one city, ends in another, in most cases, you're not really seeing that city. You're either flying in, transferring, getting on the ship and leaving. Or when you end the cruise, you get back to that city, get off, go to the airport, and fly home. So you're really not touring or seeing that actual city. So if you do have an interest to see those areas, definitely plan a pre or post stay.
Good to know. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. We have Diane and Alana on the show today for Rose Gray, taking your calls. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'd love to hear from you on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Dayton Kane here with Diane and Alana. And we have Charlie filling in for Isaac in the producer's booth today. Thank you for coming in on a weekend. Not always a fun thing to do when you work full-time during the week, but we appreciate him being here. The old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Another text here says, please review the differences and highlights between your two Fox Alaska tours looking to go in 2024.
So, first of all, the Yukon tour is a seven-night Alaska tour. So you did one-night Anchorage, two nights Denali, one night Fairbanks, Dawson City, one night White Horse. You take the White Pass train ride and you end up in Skagway, then you board the cruise and it's a 4-day cruise. The other tour, it's Denali. You start in Fairbanks, Denali. You end up in Anchorage and then you do a 7-day cruise. So it depends if you want to do 7 days of cruising or four. And some people don't like to do land tours as long. So
the Yukon is the kind of old world west, if you will, like picture the OK Corral with the dirt roads and clapboard sidewalks and just kind of taking a step back in time. So if that interests you, then the Yukon itinerary would be great. If okay. you're not real interested in that, then the Denali one would be better.
Colleen, I believe, does the Yukon tours. And Rose was doing the 7-day cruise and tour. And, sorry, the 14-day.
And we will have our 2024 Alaska groups up for sale, hopefully very soon. We're just waiting word on that, when those are going to be available. So stay tuned. If you do want to get your name on a wait list for when those come out, please contact us on the 866 Go Fox number, and we will put your name down and get back to you when those are launched.
And speaking of Rose, I have a tickler for you. She will be doing Southeast Asia on the water. That's all I can say. I don't know the dates. I don't know exactly when she's going to roll it out, whether it'll be in the next few weeks. But stay tuned and listen to Rose, and she'll talk about that as well.
All right. She's in Jamaica still?
She is.
That's a long vacation.
I know.
So you guys aren't like hairstylists. So when a hairstylist is done at work, they don't want to cut their husband's hair. They don't want to cut their kid's hair. You guys are on vacation. You still travel. It's a different world.
It's our passion. That's why we do.
Okay, let's go to the phone line here, 855-616-1620. Tom in Milwaukee, good morning. What's your question?
Yeah, good morning. I'm going on a trip with my sister in June to Cancun. She's paying for this trip, but they have chosen not to take any insurance. And I'd like to be insured for, like, health insurance or evacuation insurance. How would I get that kind of insurance?
Just contact one of our offices. We work with Travel Guard Insurance. We'd be happy to take care of that for you.
Travel Guard. Okay.
Yes.
I will do that.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your question. Thanks for your call. 855-616-1620. It's almost over already. We have one more segment to go. Diane and Alana in for Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Diane and Alana from Fox World Travel. If you're just tuning in, you missed most of the show, but don't worry. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, foxworldtravel.com, WTMJ.com. It's everywhere. Everywhere that you want to look for audio, we're probably there. So let's wrap this up with another text here. I love the sound of that cruise around Greece. What is the cruise company for it?
The cruise line that I'm going on is Celebrity, which I highly recommend. There are other options with most of the big cruise lines, Royal Caribbean, Holland America, Princess. They all will do a Mediterranean cruise option. You can either do Western Mediterranean, which would start in Barcelona, go to parts of France, Italy, maybe Croatia. You can do Eastern Mediterranean, which would be more Greece, possibly Croatia, Italy. Or you can do a combination of the two, which would be longer than 7 days. Those would be 9 to 14 days. And then it'll go all the way from Greece to Spain and hit a lot of points in between.
You chose yours based on the itinerary, right?
It was partly the itinerary. There's also included benefits that Celebrity Cruise Line offers, like drink packages, onboard credits, complimentary Wi-Fi. So you get a lot included for a very reasonable price.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time. So let's go over those couple trips again that we need people to know about.
Okay. One more time. So we have the European Treasures departing August 26th to September 7th. There's still space on that.
And so what does that include?
That's Austria, Italy, Germany, and a few other countries. It's an 11-day guided tour.
Okay.
And the other thing we have is the Alpine Christmas Market. That leaves December 1st to the 10th. And that includes France, Germany, and Austria. Now, I did the Christmas market river cruise with my husband, and we had done, we did the Danube. So we saw Germany, Hungary, Germany, and Austria. So Austria was so charming in December for the Christmas markets. Yeah. This is not a river cruise, but it's a land cruise, but it was darling.
So they deck it all out. They go all out.
They did.
All out.
And you know, some people just go year after year just for the Christmas markets because they love the charm and the glue vine. And
tell them what the glue vine is.
It's mulled wine.
Mulled wine. Okay. It's good.
Very.
Okay. So again, tell people what you guys each do and then how they can get in touch with Fox World Travel.
So I am the Alana, the Italy specialist, river cruise specialist, but I really do everything, as Diane mentioned, she does as well, just because we've been in the business so long and we're well-versed in different areas of travel.
And I just took this new role as the manager of the Brookfield office, so I can sell everything right now. I'm not selling as much at the moment, but you can still reach out to me.
So talk about that. Is the transition done? Are we out of Greenfield at this point and over to Brookfield?
Yes, we
are.
We have merged the two offices. We're one big happy family. Things are going well, and everyone's adjusting quite nicely.
And you're in the Bay Park Square Mall? Or is I'm sorry, not Bay Park, Brookfield?
Yes, we're in the Brookfield Square Mall. We're toward the back where Penny's is, so if you enter from that side.
Okay.
The west side.
The west side.
The west side.
Yes.
And how many people are out of that office now?
Oh.
Trick question.
You didn't tell me you were going to ask that question.
There's about 10 of us, and we're doing this new hybrid thing, so it would be a very great idea if you called to make an appointment because your advisor is not sitting in the office daily.
So if I go to foxworldtravel.com, I can find phone numbers for each specific location, not just the generic?
Correct.
Okay.
You can also click on your advisor. I'm sure if you've dealt with her before, you have her email address. So we really recommend appointments.
Okay. Because you might not always be in there, your specific advisor.
Correct.
Somebody's always manning the fort.
Yes.
But it might not be the person you're looking to talk to.
Absolutely.
Got it. Makes sense. Welcome to 2023, right?
And yes.
The way everybody's doing business. Some at home, some at the office. So thank you for coming into the studio. We appreciate that. Is Rose back next week?
As far as we know.
Gallivanting around the world?
Yes.
You never know with Rose.
We haven't been invited, so that means Rose will be back.
Well, Alana, very nice to meet you.
You as well.
Good
Thank
to see you,
for having
you again,
me.
Diane.
Thank you so much, Dayton,
Thank
for having
us. Thank
you
for us. Filling in. Get home safely and enjoy the rest of the weekend. Hopefully you can stay dry, although that's not looking like a good bet.
Not today.
Not today. All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. And thank you for filling in, Charlie. We appreciate that in the producer's booth. Coming up next, we will check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley again, and then Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management. With Money Talk. Thank you for listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.